RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You never know what's going to happen, because I don't know what's going to happen. Next, Gary Hess just came by in his New York Islanders sweatshirt. I said, thanks for the history, and he said, thanks for the win. Win-win situation.
Yep.
Everybody got what they came for. I do think that the Islanders had to win that game because of how long the ceremony took. Like, they legit stopped a professional sporting event for 20 minutes to show Ovechkin highlights and bring his family onto the ice and let the commissioner talk, and Wayne Gretzky gave like a Cartier necklace to Ovi's wife. A lot of things happened. A lot of things happened that weren't professional hockey.
Not hockey at all.
The Capitals are in the playoffs. None of it matters for them. The Islanders are not in the playoffs. It's actually quite relevant for them if they had, like, because they were up 2-1 after the goal. If the Caps had like come back and used the momentum and the Islanders had missed the playoffs by a game, do you know how long we'd be hearing about that for? For the rest of our lives, we would be hearing about that. The Islanders had to win to avoid that outcome. It worked out for everybody. The other option is he gets it late in a game that the Capitals already were going to win. That you like the Chicago game, if he had gotten it with a minute left, that would have been fine too. I'm a little surprised they didn't wait until intermission. The sport literally has a 15-minute dead period called intermission. It just, we had a 15-minute ceremony.
As if history doesn't transcend intermission.
History transcends intermission. Zach Joachim's on the show at 11:15 today. We're going to give him a few minutes. Partially due to misconceptions that may or may not have spread around the internet yesterday. I said on yesterday's show that I expect Brandon Jennings to make his decision about whether he's going to go to UVA with Ryan Odom or stay at VCU with Phil Martelli Jr. Yesterday. And that created a bit of a kerfuffle in the online world. Because a lot of times, like, when I have news, I don't just yap it into the microphone. I post it. We have a story. You go to the Fan website. I post it on the Richmonder. I post it on my Twitter. There's places. Hey, I got news. I'm going to share it with you. I guess I didn't realize how many people were invested in that moment. And that's right. I kind of thought that was common knowledge. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. I thought everybody knew that Brandon Jennings was going to decide yesterday. That happens sometimes, too, where we accidentally break news on this show. It's definitely happened before. It will definitely happen again. So somebody posted online, and Peter said Brandon Jennings is going to decide today. And I was quick, yes, I said that, and that's, I think that's, I don't know what he's going to decide. I think I know what he's going to decide, but I don't want to, like, put that out there. But yes, telephone happened on the internet, on the Xbox. Somebody tweeted mid-afternoon at Zach Joachim, MP said on his show that you were going to have a Brandon Jennings update today. Where is it, buddy? Give me that Brandon Jennings update.
Oh.
Which made me realize that I, like a sucker, this whole time have been talking to people and reporting information when you can just volunteer other people to do it. It's opened up a whole new world for me. I didn't realize you could do that, but it gave me an idea. Yeah. You got to tune into AWOD's show. He's going to have an update on Luke Bamboye today. I didn't. Nobody
and
run.
Tweet him about it.
No. Nobody run with that. I did not say that.
Or did he?
So I texted Zach and I said, just so we're clear, I said Brandon Jennings was going to have a Brandon Jennings update. Not Zach Joachim. But Zach did write it up as an update. Brandon Jennings is staying. And Zach did have the headline of the day, Loyal to the Soil, Brandon Jennings staying in Richmond to play for VCU.
Ooh.
Which, you know, he'd been working on those bars all day.
Yes.
Absolutely. So we'll talk to Zach about that, how I forced him into reporting mode yesterday. And the fruits of that.
And he rose to the occasion.
Brandon Jennings rose to the occasion. We got a player, Anna at VCU. And maybe more to come. I'm not reporting that Luke Bamboye is coming back. But it'd be nice if he did. And other indications. So there's that. That's two. It's you always need guys who can pass off that baton year to year. Maryland has nobody. The Cal line, I met the team, there is no team. That's Maryland. They have nobody. So to hang on to a few guys, I think we're all assuming Fats. That isn't confirmed, but I think we're all assuming Fats. If you get Jennings and Bamboye on top of that, nobody's winning a title with those three. You need other players, but it's a good start, and I think it's a good statement about the pull of VCU, aside from any external pulls as well. And it says that Phil Martelli Jr. got some shopping money, too. You got Ryan Odom out here walking down Rodeo Drive, getting stuff from Tiffany, getting stuff from Cartier. Ryan Odom shopping at respectable, or Phil Martelli Jr., he's shopping at respectable mid-market stores. You know, we gave him some Kohl's cash. And he's making it work. He's at Target. He's not at Dollar General. We're taking care of him. Thank you, Eddie Mack. Thank you, Dr. Rao. Is he wearing the knockoff? Maybe, but it looks good. It's well made. It's what's the Target brand? He's wearing the Target brand of that nice point guard that everybody's wearing this season.
Yeah, close enough.
And he looks good. It's going to look good on us. He was at the baseball game last night, VCU-UVA at the Diamond. Feel bad for everybody involved with that one. It was chilly last night. College baseball, I get that the college year ends in the end of May, which necessitates certain things. Baseball wasn't meant to be played in February. And now we're in April. It still feels like February. Those guys, I mean, they start mid-February. I feel for him then, and I feel for him now.
Whew.
And then, like, the weather gets nice. It's like, oh, we're done now.
We're done. Have a good summer.
That was fun. good time, everybody. Catch you next year.
Woo. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, everybody. I talked to another listener yesterday.
Oh.
This is the clips here. They said, because I said on Monday, the Ovechkin goal, which I played a few times, Alex Ovechkin, he is the leading goal scorer in the history of the NHL. So that's cool. I said I was going to wear that clip out like the Terry McLaurin touchdown in Cincinnati from Jaden Daniels. And then I talked about that for a while because I like talking about that. It was a good football pass. They said, what if you played them back to back? Kind of blew my mind. I said, well, I got to do that on today's show then. Here's Alex Ovechkin becoming the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island! His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
And now with the play clock down at 14, they're trying to run Luke McCaffrey onto the field. 10 seconds on the play clock. They're coming out of a timeout. They got to get this off with 2:15 to go. They ask, McCaffrey doesn't know what the play is. Neither does Ertz, but they got to snap it on a 3rd and 7, and they do. Bengals bring the house.
Jaden loads one up for McLaurin in the end zone. Did he catch it? He did! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
What was that? Holy cow. That was incredible.
Unbelievable catch by McLaurin. Daniels, they brought the house on him. He went one-on-one McLaurin. Midway, sideline, end zone. McLaurin comes down with it. Knee down. Touchdown, Washington.
That was perfect. No notes. 10 out of 10. I miss football. I love football. Y'all know that. I'm excited to go to training camp. We'll talk about the draft because that's how desperate we get for football. I miss football, but I really miss London Fletcher. I miss getting to hear from London Fletcher every Tuesday. It'll be good to get back to that. The laugh, he became a kind of like, he was famous to start with, but I think he became a little more famous during that playoff run. They were showing him on TV announcing the games during the games.
He was working hard. He earned that.
He earned every single bit of that. He's just loving life up there. Like they say, you know, they want, you know, play-by-play on the radio. It's like making people feel they're watching the game with you. I feel like I'm watching a game with London Fletcher. And loving every single second. Didn't hurt that they kept winning. The winning was nice. That was an added bonus to the whole thing. Today, play Chesterfield. We're going out to Clover Hill at 10:30. Looking forward to that. Zach Joachim talks VCU hoops. We'll hand it off to AWOD at noon. Grant and Danny tonight. Oh, and the Flying Squirrels won. We'll celebrate that. We're off and running. It's a Wednesday program. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.
MB on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM,
the show that lets you participate by calling 833-804-0910 if you want to weigh in on the world of sports. I gave my annual controversial Masters take on AWOD show yesterday. Masters season comes along. I like talking about the food. I like it's a bucket list item for me. I'd love to go to the Masters. It's on my list. It sounds fun. But I give the same take every year. Who's going to win the Masters? I don't know. Tiger doesn't play anymore, so I don't know. Are you going to watch the Masters? And the answer is, I'm going to take a phenomenal nap to the Masters this weekend. It's going to be my favorite nap of the year. Coverage is expanded this year. I don't know how that's going to fit in with the schedule. It used to be they started the broadcast at 4 o'clock. You had to wait all day for your Masters nap. It's 2 o'clock now on Saturday. So at 2 o'clock, the Masters starts. They play a little music. The azaleas bloom. I'm out.
That's
out
dangerous.
Out like a light bulb. I'm going to wake up. Leaders will be coming down 14. All right. I'm ready.
Open your eyes.
Watch a few holes of golf. Yeah. Hey. So I've caught bits and pieces of the Masters over the years. But that you can't tell me that you can stay awake through that. The music, the softness, Jim Nance whispering to you about golf, and
I'm done. Sleepy now.
Done.
Careful.
Done. You got a show to produce. How do you they do Masters on the radio. That's dangerous to people driving around. We can't do that. We can't
safety
do that.
Safety concern.
Safety first. We can't do that to the people driving around Richmond. I love the Masters. I just can't stay awake during the Masters. I'm on the couch. I turn on the Masters. We're done here. That's it's lights out for me. If anything, They need major sporting events the night of the Masters, because I'm awake, I'm ready to go. You know, and Sunday, I'm going to wake up, leaders are going to come down 18, I'm going to watch them put on the green jacket, and then we go to 60 minutes. I'm ready now. Let's go. And they had a... They've got storylines every year at the Masters. There's always something to get into, and Rory's going to be the story this year, and can Rory win the Masters and all that. So we're not lacking for storylines at the Masters. Apparently, the hurricane took out some trees. This is my other thing about the Masters that I don't know if I like it, but I respect it. They are the only major sports property that does not contract out the TV broadcast. So the Masters is on CBS, but CBS does not call the shots at the Masters. The Masters broadcasts the Masters, and CBS is allowed to show it.
That feels right for the situation.
From what you know,
from what you know
of the people at the Masters, that checks out. CBS had an analyst one year. He was like a comedian analyst, kind of, you know, like live, and they brought him to the Masters. And he said the greens were soft, like a, it was something like a freshly waxed bikini or something like that. And he disappeared from the broadcast immediately after and did not reappear ever again at the Masters. It's a brand.
They do not have to draw the line in the sand. The line is drawn.
Yeah, like the NFL, there's always that push and the pull, like, oh, you know, like Troy Aikman's talking about concussions, like Roger Goodell didn't like that, but like ESPN told, hey, we're paying the money, pound sand. The Masters calls 100% of the shots. This year, the hurricane that went through, the really bad hurricane that knocked out Asheville for a while, took out a bunch of trees at Augusta National. CBS will not mention that this weekend. That will not be a part of the Masters broadcast.
What?
The mentioning of the missing trees. It will not come up.
No one ask.
So I just lost my invite to the Masters, which is a tough break for me.
I know you were saving that $4,000 for a ticket.
We won't be doing the show live from the clubhouse.
$4,000 nap.
Anytime soon. That would be a good live from show. We do live from Ashburn. We've never done live from the Masters. Just grab some golfers as they come in, do our show, do our shtick.
Have you noticed there's less trees this year? What's going on with that?
It's over. It's over.
Get him out.
Get him out of here. Thanks for playing. Masters, it sneaks up on me. We do basketball, and then we do the Masters. Same rhythm every year, but it gets me every year. And it's golf. Keep up. You got to, because this is the start of the golf season, and we're off and rolling from here. We got the U.S. Open, the PGA. The British Open, all the other ones, the Live ones, the John Deere Classic, all the golf. It's all coming. They're still doing Live. Good for them. Nobody's watching, but they're still doing it. They've committed to paying the golfers, and they will make the golfers show up. This isn't like baseball where they cut you and they keep paying you. The Saudis paid those golfers. They will be making them come golf every week. That's... It's either that or they can come do something else. But we're paying you. We're going to get our money's worth. Nobody's watching our golf product. Doesn't matter. I need you to keep showing up and keep doing it.
The money's gone.
More people watched the golf simulator golf than watch Live Golf.
Oh.
And it wasn't close.
Well, the simulator was kind of interesting.
I don't disagree. The Live Golf set a new viewership record last Sunday.
Okay.
The most people that have ever watched Live Golf in a Live Golf broadcast, 414,000 people.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Celebrity Cornhole on ESPN has beaten that number routinely this year in its various airings. And again, I go back to your point, Hazel. I'm intrigued. It's Celebrity Cornhole. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm tuning in.
I'm in. Give the people what they want.
And we don't want Live Golf, apparently.
The Capitals had a big night last night. They sat at home, watched hockey on television, and clinched the Metropolitan Division title. So congrats to the Washington Capitals. We knew they would be the ones. I mean, we got six games left in the season. The magic number was one, and the other teams took care of it for them. So they are now the Metropolitan Division champs. They will be the one seed in the East in the playoffs. Also last night... Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. They have the greatest goal scorer in the history of hockey. Alex Ovechkin is on their team as well. Dominance in the Metropolitan Division, which they've won 6 of the last 10 years. Since they started the Metropolitan Division in 2014, no other team has won it more than twice. So the Capitals own the Metro Division. Now, the Canadiens also took steps forward yesterday to being the 8th seed in the playoffs. We got Shades of 2010. Y'all remember that one. That did not go well for the Capitals. That was a President's Trophy year. The 8th seed Canadiens got them in 7 in D.C. That was the start of a lot of very bad, very negative storylines over the years. That was also the one where the Capitals flew to Montreal after the game and the customs office was closed and they had to sit on the plane until the morning. So shenanigans may have been at play there. I'm sure they'll be ready for that. Yes, David Ferretti, of course. Thank you, George. George weighing in. David Ferretti was the announcer who was kicked out of the Masters for not showing the proper reverence to the good people at Augusta National. Capitals back in the Stanley Cup playoffs 34 times in the last 42 seasons. They have been participating in the playoffs. To put that in perspective, them in Boston have done that, and that's it. Nobody above them. 34 playoff appearances in the last 42 years. Run of dominance up there in D.C. And I think the coolest thing, like, if Ovechkin had the record, that'd be cool enough, but this looks sustainable. It looks like they can carry this momentum into the future, too, which I think is really exciting for them. We got Flying Squirrels baseball tonight. We'll let you know how they broke their losing streak. First win of the season last night. We'll catch up with the Flying Squirrels. Zach Joachim drops by to talk VCU basketball. New time today, 11:15. Set your watch by that. We'll count you down to AWOD Radio. He takes over at noon. Right now, though, we'll take a quick break.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm back. It's time for Play Chesterfield. One last trip to Clover Hill this season. We'll do that on the other side of the break. You're listening to 910 The Fan,
number 2 on a Wednesday morning. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. AWOD here just sharing the breaking news with me. Martin Carrere headed up 64 on the VCU to UVA train. Is that Instagram official? Okay, that's
Mikey Lewis, he's like a regular in the UVA fan circles. I noticed that he's got a lot of emojis there on that quote tweet. Do we think he's trying to start beef with our guy, Zach Joachim? I don't know. Zach's on in 14 minutes. We'll find out what's going on here. That's our thing. They can't have emojis. They've got Thomas Jefferson. They've got Bodo's Bagels. They cannot have emojis. We cannot allow this to happen. Some things have to stay. That you can have Ryan Odom, I get it. It's a business. But you can't have emojis. They stay here. They're not going up 64 to Charlottesville, making the declaration right now. You know who else you can't have? Brandon Jennings. He's staying here, too. Forming the core of next year's VCU team. Love homegrown talent. Staying here. I think we're all assuming Fats stays. Fats Billups from Verina gives two local guys. And you got the makings of something. Obviously, a lot of shopping still to do in the portal, but a lot of time left to do it. No ruling yet on the NIL case that's winding its way through the courts. We had thought that was going to come on Monday, and the judge heard the arguments and then was like, I'll get back to you guys. She's a judge. She can do whatever she wants. It's still Wild West. NIL money's still coming from third parties. There's still no verification on it. Once the House settlement gets passed, everybody's NIL deal has to go through the clearinghouse because it's the school's money now, not third-party money. And I think what everybody likes about that is it'll be above board. Everybody knows. It's still going to be stupid amounts of money to spend on college sophomores who play basketball. Like, that's not going to change. But what is going to change is that you'll know where you stand, where other schools stand. Because the rumors, you know, the numbers get bigger every time they get repeated. Did you hear he got $500,000? Turns into, did you hear he got $1 million very quickly? When we go to the clearinghouse concept, it's nobody's going to change who has the advantage or disadvantage, but we'll know because it'll all be out there. And more importantly, the kids are going to get paid because you're hearing these stories, the horror stories of the kids who commit and then don't get paid by some of these third parties. When it's the school's money, the school's going to pay because they got a little liability behind that if they don't. I wanted to stay in college sports. This happened last week, but I do feel like warrants it at least a second mention here in a non-Ovechkin day. Ovechkin, by the way, greatest goal scorer in the history of NHL hockey. That's a thing we need to mention from time to time. Caps clinched the Metro Division last night by watching hockey from their couch. That's a good way to do it. Low-intensity workout. Winners of the Metro. They've won the Metro 6 times in the last 10 years. No other team since the Metro was founded 11 years ago has won it more than twice. Nice run of dominance there, and they'll get to flex on Carolina tomorrow in what could be a playoff preview game. Hokies quarterback Kyren Drones had, according to Brent Pry, a minor medical procedure and will be held out for the remainder of spring practice. That includes this weekend's spring game, to whatever extent the spring game has largely fallen out of fashion. It's now kind of spring public practice, spring scrimmage-like situations, which I can't get worked up about. I mean, you're the football coach. Do what your team needs. Are games fun? Yeah, games are fun. But if you want to do a practice instead, do a practice instead. The one thing I will say that I feel very strongly about is that some portion of spring football should be open to the fans to go have a day to check in, to celebrate, to watch the team. Because you're seeing some of the, I think Belichick did this in North Carolina, are going full closed. I think NC State did this as well. They don't want to give anybody off, don't want to give any information to the opponents. I don't like that from a fan perspective. And training camps trending that way too in the NFL, less fan access because the coaches are paranoid. And I get it. It's a billion-dollar business, and any little advantage could be the difference between winning and losing in a one-point game. That's why the leagues need to step in. The NFL has historically been very good about saying everybody will open training camp to the fans. Nobody's at a disadvantage. Everybody needs to let fans in their training camp practice. They've budged on that in recent years, and now they allow just a couple open practices in the stadiums instead. I think that's bad for business. Kids are out of school during the summer. Kids want to go see the players, get autographs, hang out, watch football. That's as I mean, I think about, you know, kids who are into football. That's the closest they're going to get. I'm not going to take my kids up and spend $200 on a ticket to go watch a game against the Eagles and sit in that parking lot and sit in the gridlock and you get back at midnight on a Sunday. I take them up to training camp, though. Hang out, watch the players, watch football. It keeps the game accessible. That and 1 p.m. kickoffs. Are they the things we would pick for ourselves as adults? No, but sometimes you got to look out for all the fans. So I do want the ACC at some point. The NCAA obviously isn't going to show any leadership on any issues, but I would love for the ACC to continue to mandate keeping those spring games open. Even if they're practices, use the time however you want to use it. But get the fans out there, especially at Virginia Tech, where it's a spring gathering point for those fans to get down to Blacksburg. Kyren Drones, minor medical procedure. We've made the decision to hold him out for the remainder of spring practice. Kyren has demonstrated excellent leadership and has had an outstanding winter and spring. We fully anticipate he will be ready to return for summer workouts. So Brent Price spoke with reporters yesterday in Blacksburg. Our guy Andy Bitter, Tech sideline, was all over that one. He said, this is Brent Pry, said he's not going to share what the medical issue is, but he said, let's reach out, let's ask the experts what we can do to get this guy to where he can be 100% for a full season. You remember he was fighting through some stuff last year. Had the MCL, had the turf toe, a little bit of a stress fracture at one point. Price said he'll be ready to go by June, so he'll be good for summer workouts. This is the time to take care of yourself here, especially if you think there's any chance of playing on the other side in the NFL. But also the Hokies have the luxury of taking the wait and see, and it gives them a chance to give Pop Watson some snaps. And we'll see. Will it be a quarterback controversy into summer practice in Blacksburg? I think we're all waiting on that. Pop Watson, the rookie, came in for that UVA game at the end of the year. Obviously looked really good in that one. A lot of Hokies players have looked really good against UVA over the years. Sorry, Who's Talking fans. It's just what happens every time they play each other. What's going to happen in training camp? Is it going to come in preordained for Drones? Are they going to have the two of them compete? Are they going to do a split snap situation, which I'm always against? I'm always a fan of pick a guy, let that guy lead the team. But I would guess that Pop Watson stayed because he's got some kind of assurances that he's going to get something, whether it's a chance, whether it's reps, whatever it might be. I don't think they're just going to hand the ball to Kyren Drones. I think that will be one of the major storylines coming into this Virginia Tech football season, because the quarterback, we're always talking about the quarterback. JMU did the switch last year where they had, you know, you think all along it's going to be Dylan Morris, and then it's Alonzo Barnett. All of a sudden it's a different quarterback, and they had their success early, took care of business at UNC, probably ushered Mack Brown out of town in the process. But for Virginia Tech, it's a brutal opening stretch. You're going to South Carolina to play Shane Beamer in the opener, and then you got Vandy. I don't have to remind everybody what happened in Vandy last year. Diego Pavi is coming back for his 900th college football season. That kid's older than me at this point. That's how it works these days. He's going to be playing well. They beat Alabama last year. That's a good football team is coming to Blacksburg, and you got two SEC teams in week one and two. Is that an argument either way? Does that say you want to go with Drones? You want the experienced guy against two SEC teams, two very difficult football games? Or do you want to go with Pop Watson? The kids don't know what they don't know. Get a little young, cocky confidence in there. See if you can out Diego Pavia, Diego Pavia. I'm curious to see which way Brent Pry plays it, knowing this is a make or break year for him. Then it eases up after that. You got ODU and Wofford as your next two. So whoever you let take the lumps in the first two, I think you want to go back to for those next two. Let them build some confidence headed into ACC play, which is, as you know, always an adventure. We're excited to be your home of the Hokies. It'll sneak up on us. It'll be summer. We'll do bits. We'll have fun, and then next thing you know, we'll be out on the football field. It'll be spring. It'll be summer practices. It'll be fall camp. They'll be rolling. They'll be down in Atlanta, getting it handed to him by South Carolina. I like the Hokies. I'm not pessimistic on the Hokies. They're not going to win that football game. If they do, I'll rip up all my papers here and I'll declare the sky the limit for this team. But that's going to be a motivated South Carolina team. You can write that one down. We got Zach Joachim on the other side. Talk a little VCU basketball. It's portal combat as everybody tries to load up their team for next year. He'll fill us in. On the other side, you're listening to 910
The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Excited to welcome in our guy, Zach Joachim. Talk a little VCU basketball. Can't talk VCU basketball without talking UVA basketball as well these days. It's portal world. It's emoji time. Brandon Jennings is back. Let's welcome in Zach. How's it going, dude?
Oh, we're talking about Champions League football today, right? How about those Gunners?
Is that Arsenal?
That is Arsenal.
Congrats to Arsenal. What, 3-0? 3-0?
3-0.
3-0.
Over Real Madrid, who are very much the evil empire of the footballing or soccer world.
Now, allow me to show my ignorance. Is this the thing where they have to play another game and add the scores together, or are we good? You advance.
Indeed it is. So they have to go to the Santiago Bernabeu, which is where Real Madrid plays, which is one of the toughest home environments throughout sports internationally next week, to hold on to a 3-0 lead. But they'll certainly be favored to do so in advance of the semifinals. Arsenal has never won the Champions League before, so it was a historic night for my Gunners.
So if they only lose by two, they win?
Yes.
Is that where
exactly.
We're at here?
It's essentially halftime.
What happens if it's 3-0 Real Madrid? What happens then?
You go to extra time, and if it's still 3-3 between the two games after extra time, you go to penalty kicks, and that's always intense.
Oh, no doubt. Now, in hockey, nobody likes the penalty shot. It's too gimmicky. How do soccer fans feel about that?
It feels like a disingenuous way to decide a really competitively balanced game, for sure. But people enjoy the drama of it. They do. And they understand that at a certain point, you know, you're running around a great deal. You got to cut things off and decide who wins. So the tiebreaker used to be away goals, but they changed that rule. So now if it's tied, they go to the penalties, which would be a lot of fun in that environment.
Congrats to the Gunners. I got to pick a team at some point. I went to a game at Fulham once, so it feels like maybe that should be the team, but I kind of don't want that to be the team, so I'm a free agent right now, Zach, is what I'm
Craven
saying.
Cottage, where Fulham plays. They are unfortunately not in the Champions League, although they've had a pretty good season.
Oh, so I'm rooting for a second division team?
No, so they're in the English Premier League, so the first division in England, but
they're not. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not competing in Europe. You got to finish at a certain point in the Premier League to get there. Although they just beat Liverpool, so maybe they're capable of it.
They come on, you whites, I believe is the what they yelled at the Fulham game, which is a thing that will probably get me fired from being a radio host. It's a different world. Zach Joachim covers VCU basketball for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Brandon Jennings, what's it mean to be able to build around a local kid and a guy who put in some good minutes last year?
I think it's huge, right? It certainly endears first-year coach Phil Martelli Jr. to this fan base, being able to hang on to the St. Christopher's product, the All-Metro Player of the Year, who visited UVA just a couple of weeks ago, right? I think the photos of him and Bamboye strolling around grounds with Odom kind of went viral and certainly scared a lot of VCU fans. In modern college hoops, obviously, Odom brought Sean Bairstow and Max Scholga with him to VCU when he came from Utah State. It's super common, right, for a coach at a new post to bring a couple of their key guys with them. Martin Carrer committed earlier today. That's just kind of breaking right now. He announced that on his Instagram. He didn't play a whole lot for VCU last year, but exciting French international recruit. No surprise to see him follow Odom, but hanging on to Jennings is enormous, right? A guy that it felt like had VCU DNA and Richmond area DNA. I think that would have been a gut punch for a lot of people for him to leave for UVA. Seems that Chance Mallory, the St. Anne's Belfield star guard who ended up committing to Odom and UVA, maybe, you know, the minutes competition and the role was unclear for what it would have been for Jennings if he'd gone to UVA. And it seems like he's liked Martelli and his staff so far. I talked to Pat Phillips last week, which I'm sure we'll get into in a second here, about the vibes from the new staff, and they've all been in the Basketball Development Center together. And so it seems like the Odom's former players have liked Martelli so far. Luke Bamboye obviously still deciding right now, but I think this certainly points the arrow up to the possibility of him staying as well, because he and Jennings made that visit together. So enormous step for Martelli to hang on to a kid that I think a lot of people in the VCU community enjoyed rooting for last season. With him and Fats, the cheers for those hometown kids are just a little different than for everyone else. VCU fans support everyone. Obviously, Joe Bamisiel was another fan favorite. The guys with those Richmond ties, there's something special about the connection between them and the fan base.
I feel like Brandon Jennings' mom is becoming kind of fan base famous too. Like it's a whole package deal. You get it all.
And she's a VCU alumna too, right?
And so, how about that?
Yeah, exactly. And so the family has deep roots in the Richmond area. I've loved covering Brandon and that family. Willie Jennings also. Brother played football at St. Christopher's, went to CNU, really talented football player, wonderful family. It's obviously awesome for us when kids who we covered at the high school level are then at the colleges that we cover. Part of why I enjoy the transfer portal so much is following some of those Richmond area kids. We talked about Jaden Daughtry last week, Benedictine and Elsie Bird alum, Davin Cosby, who's a Benedictine kid who's now at Kennesaw State. And Dennis Parker Jr., a lot of people looking out for what his decision will be after he's transferring from NC State. He was another All-Metro Player of the Year. That's my favorite part of portal season, in addition to the emojis.
That's Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, Richmond.com. And there's, you mentioned, so you follow the Richmond kids, you follow the local kids, you follow the action. But also, there's a new basketball coach in town. What's our early vibe check here on Phil Martelli Jr.?
I think everything we're hearing from the players is good. Right? They've been in the Basketball Development Center these last couple of weeks. And he brought two key pieces from Bryant as well, right? Which is a big step for him to go get Barry Evans, who was the America East Newcomer of the Year. I've heard a lot of people praising his game. Really exciting forward who can stretch the floor, operate on the perimeter a great deal. And then Keyshawn Mitchell. Evans has 1 year of eligibility left. Mitchell has two. Mitchell's a 6'11", really elite rebounder.
I'm in. Say no more. I'm in. At six. You had me at 6'11".
yeah, two different and a Brooklyn, New York native. So he's a tough kid, and two forwards who have kind of different profiles. And VCU's front court is getting pretty full right now, right? I mean, Christian Furman, as of today, still has not entered the portal, so all signs point to him staying. And then you still got Bamboye, and again with Jennings coming back, I think the arrow's pointing up there too. And so it looks like the front court is getting pretty solidified for what it's going to look like in Martelli's first year. I enjoyed the press conference conversations with him. We talked a little bit about this that day. His interactions with his family, I think, were really touching with them sitting in that front row there. There was a clip of him talking about, you know, how them being along for the ride with him through his basketball journey. It made him emotional when he was talking after Bryant's NCAA tournament loss to Michigan State. I think that resonated with a lot of people. Seems like an incredibly genuine, down-to-earth guy that the players are connecting with early on.
It's a ton of fun to watch and follow. And yeah, that was a Bryant team that made the tournament. So and 6'11", we're not turning down 6'11", that's for sure. Wherever it goes, it's been fun to watch, and certainly kept you busy into April here. And I said in my first segment, I'm not promising any Luke Bamboye updates, because we played a game of telephone yesterday with my Brandon Jennings update that ended with Zach is going to tell us what's going on later today. So I am not throwing you under any buses today, just to be clear.
Well, Brandon ended up telling us what was going on, obviously, right? He did it with an Instagram post. I think a lot of people in the local media knew it was coming earlier in the week. Ms. Jennings is great with media savvy, right? And reached out to some people. And so we knew the announcement was coming, but didn't want to spill the beans. And obviously Brandon had the hype video that he did. And I believe Ms. Jennings' nephew wrote a song for him to go along with it. If you go and look at that post, he's rapping about Brandon and being in the stew and his hometown connection. So that's super cool. And kids kind of always want the poetic license to announce with a post these days in the way that they see best fit. So that was awesome. I was in the Hanover County School Board meeting last night, though, when Brandon made the announcement. So inopportune timing for me, but I was typing away at my story while listening to the school board meeting. So that was a bit of an interesting crossover.
Anytime you're in a school board meeting, something's not quite going the way you want it to be going this season. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, Richmond.com. You're at the VPA Awards this weekend. Savannah's the winner, is that right? Savannah Rieger from your staff?
Yes, she is. Incredibly proud of her. And we're going to do an after party, it sounds like, right? It's at the Omni, which is right across from Tobacco Company. And so everyone's already going to be dressed up and stuff. And so I think there are plans of that being the after party spot. Although I live right down the street too. So we'll see. I could host an after party as well, or we could just hit up our favorite haunt, Penny Lane, all in that area. But a lot of the Virginia journalism community is going to be in Richmond this weekend. But I'm running the 10K on Saturday morning, so I'm going to be exhausted at that point. Might have to get some extra coffee in the afternoon. So it's going to be a long day, but I'm super excited for the 10K.
You've run a marathon before. You can do a 10K. I'm not discounting it. 10Ks are hard, but yeah, you've run a marathon before. You got this.
Thank you for the vote of confidence, my friend. I'm confident I can finish, but I really want to get under 45 minutes is the goal. And I've never run the Monument Avenue 10K specifically before. Obviously a big event in the Richmond athletic and running community, so I'm super excited to see all the people cheering in the front yards. Super simple course, just up and right back down Monument Avenue. So hoping to PR my 10K and been training hard. And you're going to be at BPA's that evening. Will you be at the 10K in the morning?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not running it, but we always come down and cheer and do the things. And as you mentioned, great event. Very little chance of getting lost on the 10K course. That's an upside. I've done it before. I'm not doing it this year, but I promise you I've never sniffed 45 minutes.
Well, let me know where you are, and I'll stop mid-run and trade some high fives and hugs and stuff. That was one of my favorite parts of the marathon, was asking my friends, you know, where they and loved ones where they were going to be along the course and saying hey to everyone. That's a super cool experience. Obviously not quite the same running 6.2 miles as opposed to 26.2 miles, but will still be very fun to look at all the signs and take in the community and then finish right around Monroe Park there. It's always a cool experience.
Sounds like a plan. See you then, Zach Joachim, Richmond Times Dispatch, richmond.com. We will catch up soon.
MP, you're the best, my friend. I'll see you this weekend.
All right, game on. We're back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That's also the home of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who, let it be said, have won a baseball game. One win this season. You can't get to 80 unless you start at one. A journey of 1,000 seasons begins with a single step, I believe. The ancient Chinese proverb was in fact referring to Nutsy and Natasha when they came up with that one. Squirrels in Harrisburg tonight, taking down the Senators at 6:30. You'll hear that right here on 910 The Fan. I love having Zach on because we learned something. When I'm on Instagram, and I'm old, right? So the fact that I'm on Instagram, kind of a minor achievement. Not patting myself on the back, just saying, bit of a minor achievement. My sound is off when I'm on Instagram. So I'm aware that like everybody is putting music on their posts. I don't hear it though. I don't hear what's going on. They like, cause the new thing is when it's the videos of people talking, they put the captions on. I'm reading the captions. I'm not listening to the people talking. Apparently though, I'm missing out because Zach said Brandon Jennings, who announced he was coming back to VCU, did it with a original song about Brandon Jennings on his post, which I believe makes him the first VCU basketball player to announce his return from the portal with a song written specifically for the occasion. Bump that, Hazel. Let's do it. I go 0-60 like Brandon Jennings. Clock was ticking, the plan was simple. Slamming the rock out the gym on defenders. 8-10 Rambo, head up with you. I'm in the stool like gumbo business. Max out Seagull, like put that on sugar. 0-40 like Brandon Jennings. Went deaf in the ear, all I hear is defender. I go 0-60 like Brandon Jennings. Clock was ticking, the plan was simple. Slamming the rock out the gym on defenders. 8-10 Rambo, head up with you. I'm in the stool like gumbo business. Max out Seagull, like put that on sugar. 0-40 like Brandon Jennings. No range, right. But he a defender. I can ride with that. Brandon Jennings got a song. That's step one. He's out of the portal. He's at VCU. He's got a song. He's in the stew like gumbo beans. I mean, that's a good bar right there. It's no loyal to the soil, but it's good. We can ride with that. We got a theme song for Brandon Jennings this year. We'll have to do the Brandon Jennings update with the rap. Now we got to now we got to figure out how we can do the Brandon Jennings update. Yeah, you can keep it riding there.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I in the stew, but I ain't planning on cooking. All right. I go 0-60 like Brandon Jennings. Clock was ticking, the plan was simple. Slamming the rock on the gym on the fenders. 18 Rambo hit up with you. I'm in the stew like gumbo, baby. I say this. If that doesn't get me an invite to next year's Freak Fest, I don't know what does. Somebody send that to Lily. Let her know I'm ready for Freak Fest. That's feelings were hurt this year, but next year I'm coming in ready. Just saying. And I'm going to turn on my sound on Instagram now. Did Martin Carrere have a song on his, isn't it like a nice French ditty or something? The UVA plus the French Connection. As that's a bougie song right there. Whatever that is, it's high class. It's got like a violin or a harp in it or something, whatever that song is. That's a first. Brandon Jennings coming back to VCU with the song written for him. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, hanging with you guys until noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. And I got it. When we do Crosstalk, I got to get the Nuggets update from AWOD, because that one, I don't follow a lot of NBA, but I follow enough NBA to know that teams that are the four seed in the playoffs don't often fire their coach on the verge of the playoffs. That's a wild one right there. We'll get the update from him. We'll, of course, continue counting you down to the NFL draft, where the speculation swirls around what the Commanders are going to do at pick 29. I think kind of everybody has coalesced around two options. I'll throw a third bean into that gumbo stew. I am the stew, but I ain't cooking, but I'll throw a bean into the gumbo. This is why I don't rap. I think everybody said you're going to pick an edge rusher. Commanders need an edge rusher. It's a premium position. You can get a guy in the first round. Remember, those first round picks come with 5-year contracts. You get the 5th-year option. Everybody you take in the second round on comes with a 4-year contract. It's not everything, but it's something, especially at a premium position where that guy's going to end up making serious money down the line if he's good. It's nice to have that extra year, that certainty that he's going to be on your team for that 5-year stretch. If they take an edge rusher, they turn the card in, and it's an edge rusher, I'll feel great about it. Adam Peters, I trust him. I am skeptical on two Adam Peters moves all time. Javon Kinlaw, I remain skeptical of that move. And, of course, Marshawn Lattimore, which I'm not mad about. I can see why they took the risk. I can see why they wanted to take a big swing, maybe get a franchise guy, but it didn't pan out. But if he turns in the card for an edge rusher, I'm excited. Option number two is to trade the pick back. I think everybody would be excited about that, because you got to keep in mind the Commanders have the 31st most draft capital
in the NFL entering this year's draft. And that's not just, obviously, they're at pick 29, but they've traded away. They traded the pick for Lattimore. They traded the pick for Debo. For a guy who's known for rocking the draft, Adam Peter doesn't have a lot of ammunition right now to work with. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he trades back, tries to turn his pick into more picks, tries to keep multiplying those picks, because this was an NFC title game team last year that does have a lot of holes this year. There are a lot of positions we can point to and say they might need to do something there. They need to improve. They need to build towards the future. Now, the one argument I was on with Grant and Danny yesterday, we were talking about this. Grant was saying they're old. It's an old skewing team. I say, yeah, but as long as Jaden is good, that doesn't matter. Because you're right, you get old, but you can stay old if you've got an elite quarterback drawing people in. The Patriots, so good at that for so long, bringing in the Randy Mosses of the world, bringing in the Wes Welkers, the guys who were at the end of their careers, the guys who could, you know, give you a couple good years before retirement, wanted to play on a team that was chasing a ring. The Chiefs, so good at that right now, DeAndre Hopkins landing there, guys who are nearing the end of their careers, want to play for a winner. If Jaden Daniels is that good this year, it doesn't matter. You get old, but you can stay old. You can just cycle through those guys because they want to be where you are. If Jaden takes a step back this year, and he might, by the way, that house of cards crumbles pretty quickly. Now you've gotten old, and you're getting older, and you don't have the replacements coming in. So it's a dangerous game to play. But on the other hand, he's good. All signs point to him continuing to be good. I think the only dangerous Jaden Daniels discourse right now is the one where he's going to take a step forward next year. You heard Adam Schefter say that the other day. Yeah, I talked to Jaden Daniels. He's going to take a step forward next year. That's dangerous to put too much on him. If he just is what he was last year, you're still in a great spot. You don't need him to take more on his shoulders. You probably want to take a little bit off of his shoulders. You probably want him to run the ball a little less. You want to get some more guys involved. But I said I'd throw a third option in. I really think they need an elite tight end. And they tried with Ben Sinnott. That was some serious draft capital they used on Ben Sinnott. Maybe he takes the step forward. Maybe he becomes that guy. I don't know the tight end position. Logan Paulson does. I trust Logan Paulson. He seems lukewarm on Ben Sinnott to date. Now, you got Zach Ertz, so it's not a problem right now. But that's a potential developing situation down the line. You can't count on Zach Ertz playing into 26 or doing one more season. That's dicey. And I think they may need to use a draft pick. Now, you're not going to get Tyler Warren. That'd be the best case scenario, right? Get the local kid. That's not going to happen. He's going to be way off the board before they go. But can you find a guy you like, find a guy you can build around? That wouldn't bother me at all either. And that's an important position as well. Need to go corner at some point. Need to go linebacker at some point. And I'm very much on record saying you can always turn the card in for an offensive lineman. You can always turn the card in for an offensive lineman. I'll stand and applaud because good things are going to happen if you build around that offensive line and build depth there. We're going to take a break. We got Crosstalk with AWOD before we send you off to 3 hours live and local with him, Grant and Danny. Squirrels baseball on your home of the Squirrels, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Ours worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Big night last night. Look, I didn't want to call it a must-win game last night for the Squirrels for a lot of reasons. It was game 4 of 150. And that felt a little unfair to declare the season over after 4 games. I didn't want to do that. 2, I didn't want Pelfrey and the boys to feel that pressure of knowing they had to win for MP. I didn't want to do that to them. But I think we all knew what was going on here. Squirrels were 0-3, and they're playing Harrisburg. And Harrisburg stinks. Also, their baseball team's not very good. There was a lot on the line last night. The Squirrels needed to get back in the win. The season, it gets late quickly out there. You know, you're 0-3 one day, you tell yourself you got a lot of time, but then you wake up another morning, you're 0-4, and it's all over, and you're just trying to build for the future. Thankfully, that is not the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Clip first or the sounder first? What, sounder? Sounder first? Is that okay? It is time for Flying Squirrels Update.
That's our first repeat sounder. That's our first two-season sounder around here. We got you did a draft sounder for the Commanders last year, too. So we'll get that in a couple weeks. We'll build to that. But that is our first multi-year sounder on MP on the Mic, playing across years and seasons and everything else. The Flying Squirrels are the winners. They took care of business. 7-4 in Harrisburg. Let's go to the action with Trey Wilson.
Powell set. Diego is short lead at first. The pitch. Pomares skies one deep to left center field. Lyle on the move back to the wall, and that is long gone. Up off the top of the scoreboard in left field. Opposite field power for Jairo Pomares, a two-run shot, and he pads the Flying Squirrels' lead. It's now 6-2 in the ninth.
There you go. Jairo Pomares, first home run of 2025. He led the team last year with 12 home runs. I'm not a squirrel savant. I just get the Trey Wilson game notes. So he does it all. He talks. He writes. Double threat. Buys mustard. Triple threat. You set him loose in a grocery store. He'll come back with a week's worth of provisions. True Renaissance man right there. Trey Wilson. Call in the ninth inning. Jairo Pomares stretches it to 7-2. They gave two back in the bottom of the inning to 7-4. Game time wind chill was in the low 20s. Nobody needs to be playing baseball in that. That's not good for anybody.
No.
We got so lucky last weekend. Squirrels opening series here.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice. And then now we're in that as well. So Squirrels are gone this week. They're back next week. Adam and I were talking, we need to put our fan outing on the calendar.
Yeah.
Make sure we get out to a game this year before time. Now, Adam's out there all the time because he lives in Scott's Addition. He's right there.
Yeah, very true.
I'm south side, so we got, you know how this is.
Bit
we got
a trek.
You know, load
I
up the oxen.
Cross a bridge.
Ford the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, hope nobody dies of dysentery. you know, ride the Oregon Trail on
right.
over.
Don't lose an arm.
To the diamond. skin some bison, have ourselves a nice coat for the way over in case the wind gets a little chilly.
And it will.
We're different generations. You had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But you're still younger than me, so that's not fair. Do you have any memory of the Oregon Trail video game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got to say, my family has the Oregon Trail board game, which is just a board game of the video game.
I'm in. Say no more.
Love it.
It's a, like, video game evolution. Like, they're so realistic now in 3D, but...
You can't beat that.
You cannot beat that.
It was authentic. It felt so real.
I'd like to get a time traveling machine and go back to like the 1890s and chat with somebody about their Oregon Trail experience. Be like, well, yeah, I know what you went through because I've done the simulator on the Apple IIc. So don't
mean to brag.
Oh, what is that? You stopped in Colorado? Well,
noob.
I made it all the way. So tell you a thing or two.
You restock on provisions?
Tell you a thing or two about provisions. The board game. All right. I feel like 85% of the thrill of Oregon Trail was that it happened during school time.
Yes.
So you kind of felt like you were pulling one over on the educational system.
Definitely.
That was a big, big part of what worked there.
And people were dying. I mean, it felt so real.
You could shoot buffalo.
You could shoot buffalo. You could die of dysentery.
But, like, you know, that's as close as you'll get to having a violent video game during school.
Yeah.
We had it all. Once upon a time, we had it all. But now we have Trey Wilson calling Flying Squirrels victories. So the times change, but the magic doesn't. 7-4, they are 1-3 this season. And here's the best news. They're going to play Harrisburg 5 more times this week. We got a chance to do some damage here. Attendance 2875 in Harrisburg last night. I'll take the under, by the way, on that. Wind chill in the 20s?
20s.
Yeah, wind chill in the 20s, yeah.
Uh-uh.
No chance. nor would it be here. We have great fans. We pack the diamond. Nobody going out there for 20-degree baseball.
That's Flingo would be flinging at just 3 fans.
Frozen dogs.
Frozen dogs.
It's a frozen frozen rope of a dog.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the slushy bats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in on those.
Just to be clear, I'm getting a slushy bat when we go to the game.
As you should.
I haven't seen a price on the slushy bat.
Doesn't matter.
I gotta get the Odyssey card from Bennett so that we can get some slushy bats when we get to the game. It's team building.
Yeah, it is team building. I went on Friday and they're actually less than you would think.
Okay.
I'm not telling you the price. It's a secret.
15. Higher or lower?
Over.
Okay. 20?
I think it's under. I think there it's you like go. 17. That's
all right.
Worth it.
Because you keep the bat, right?
Yeah, you keep the bat.
It's a bat and it's
it's got a little stand.
Yeah.
So it's like
a foot and a half tall. I've ruined enough things with the Brandon Jennings comment yesterday, but we were doing a Parney Time the other day that hasn't aired yet with David Justice. I think I could say that. David Justice is coming on Parney Time this season. Nobody tweet that at Zach. He was reminiscing when he was a kid. He grew up in Cincinnati, and the Cincinnati Reds had free bat day for kids.
Oh.
But it wasn't a souvenir bat. It was a base.
It was a bat.
He said it was at the start, and every year they would go, and he'd get his bat for the season for youth league, like it was a real thing. He said you can't do that anymore. I said yeah, you definitely can't give a stadium full of people full size, full weight baseball bats now. That's and honestly, I'm not sure they should have done it then either.
Right? It does feel like a recipe for disaster.
It feels like not the best idea that anybody's ever had. Free bat night out there.
Ooh.
Here's what I flagged to talk about in this segment. Richmond Magazine did an article about how hard it is to run a restaurant. Did you see this?
No.
This is wild. Okay, so my neighbors own Laura Lee's, which is on the south side, which is a phenomenal restaurant. I'm not paid to say that. I'm not saying that so that they'll mow their lawn. It's a legitimately phenomenal restaurant, and south side's the best side. Richmond Magazine wrote about this. A restaurant in Richmond, they made 1.3% profit last year. It was about how like everybody complains like, everything is expensive now, which is true. It costs a lot of money to eat out. It's like all the things they have to pay. They pay $1,200 a month for linen service, like washing the napkins and tablecloths and bringing them back.
That's essential.
Right.
That's essential.
Yeah. $350 to have the trash taken out. Again, essential, but like all these things add up. $400 to take reservations.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it stacks up. You can't, you know, these services, they don't just do it for free. And then on top of all that, you know, you got to buy the food and prepare the food and have the people serving the food. It's brutal. They're talking to all these restaurant owners and the rent's going up and they can't make it work anymore.
Wow.
It was a fascinating, it's a Richmond Magazine. It was a fascinating article. It was about how basically like the cost of rent is going crazy sky high and the cost of people is going sky high and the cost of food is going sky high, but we're trained like $20 for an entree, like get out of town, like
yeah.
You know, what am I at the Jefferson?
Ooh, 1.3 profit is crazy.
A 1.3% profit, yeah. They've got like the prices in 2019. A pepperoni pizza at Zorch was $19, is $28 today.
Oh,
for the same thing, but they're not making more money. Like somebody's getting money somewhere along the line, but they're not making any money anywhere down the line. Yeah, it's not good for anybody. It's not. Bennett explained tariffs to me this morning, though, so I'll explain that to you during the break. We'll break it down.
Thank you so much.
Not on the air because that's a different station.
That's a different station.
When we came close with Rich Marr yesterday too, we dodged a bullet that one.
We got close with Rich Herrera too.
It's Are you going to Politics and Pints tonight?
I'm not.
Did you get a ticket? No. Yeah, it sells out quickly. Mm-hmm. I think they're sold out. I don't think you can get over there anymore. That's
Beacon Theater tonight.
AWOD's Football Fest 3 this year, though. I'll get you
in now.
I've got an in. I can get you in.
It's
going to
be lit.
I get you in. We're doing the Slushy Bats.
Oh, yeah.
And then AWOD's Football Fest. It's going to be a good summer. It's going to be a good hour number two of this program as well. Zach Joachim joins in 20 minutes. Brandon Jennings coming back to VCU. What does it mean for next year's team? And of course, we'll take a trip around Major League Baseball. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.